Welcome into the Other Football Podcast. Chris Chapman, Thomas Viola, Carson Merck, rolling with you here on a Wednesday, the 26th of February. We get one step closer to Liverpool winning the Premier League, which I believe at this point is probably a foregone conclusion.
Everybody else came to this conclusion weeks ago, but Chris, as usual, is slow to the update.
And we also just refused to accept it on the other side of the booth here.
Well, you know what
I think we're all just really fortunate coronavirus is going to wipe us all out before Liverpool can actually win.
What if
they have to cancel the Premier League season?
That'd be excellent.
No, it wouldn't. It'd be awful. Because
we're trending closer to relegation.
From a humanitarian standpoint, I'd say that it would wash about even because most of the to get to that bad, most of the population would have to be stricken with it. But all of the population that's left alive would also not have to deal with Liverpool winning a title.
Yeah. Well,
and I feel like that balances out, don't you?
They also were talking this week, I guess, and it's the guy's name almost sounds made up. But he works for the IOC. His name is Dick Pound, and I guess he was asked about...
We discover this name every 2 years when the IOC is in the news. Dick Pound comes out, and everybody's mesmerized by the name
again. Well, it's
also
never not funny, though.
The longest-serving member of the IOC, I guess, and he was asked about it.
That man's name is Richard. He chose to go by Dick.
Yeah.
Well, this was a decision that was made.
It's a bold move.
You may not know this, and there's a lot of New York Jet fans who probably don't know this. Many years ago, like in the 60s and 70s, I think it was the 60s, they had a player named Dick Curl. That was his name.
Yikes.
Yeah. I mean, like you would think.
ESPN's got Booger McFarlane.
Yeah.
Who by choice goes by the name Booger?
Yeah.
Somebody who eats him.
Is that how he got the name?
I don't know. Oh. Probably.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So, could quickly touch on Liverpool because we don't want to spend too much time on them. This week, West Ham leads on Monday. And I don't know why we even partially for a second thought they were going to win.
I did not.
It's literally
oh my God, the West Hammers, but we all know exactly how this is ending.
It's literally like you think you go to a Harlem Globetrotters match, and you're like, I don't know, the Generals look like they might be able to pull it off this time. Like I was sitting there, and it's like West Ham, and for just a second, it was like, maybe they'll win. And you're like, what am I doing? Like, they're not going to win. Yeah. Why am I doing this to myself?
I told my friend, he was like, Liverpool's plus 140 on the money line. I was like, hammer it. This was when they were down 2-1.
Yeah.
I was like, hammer it. They're scoring two goals and coming back in this game. We all know.
Well, 11 games remain in the season.
You can take the Moyes out of the Everton, but you can't take the Everton out of the Moyes.
Moyes out of the Moyes.
You know, someone posed a question the other day, and it was along the lines of, would you rather see Liverpool reach 100, like break City's record for points? Like you could only pick one or the other.
Okay.
What was it? It was they break the record for 100 points and then they win the FA Cup on top of the league. Or the other one was they go unbeaten the remainder of the season and they don't win the Like they finish with 101 points, basically. So they beat City's record by a point, but they win the FA Cup. Or the other option was they don't win the FA Cup, but they go the rest of the season unbeaten.
What kind of Sophie's choice is this? Like, you're just choosing the FA Cup or going unbeaten?
Well,
and who they're asking this of a Liverpool supporter?
Yeah. And the thing is, apparently...
You want the FA Cup?
Here's the thing, though.
Do you care?
Apparently, the FA has come out and said that Liverpool...
More cheating allegations?
No, nothing like that.
Definitely.
They would get a gold Premier League trophy if they go through the season unbeaten.
Okay. Are they going to also go back and give Arsenal a gold trophy?
You know, it's funny you bring that up, because Arsenal's Invincibles, quote, Invincibles, mind you, we're in February. This Liverpool team has as many wins in February as that Arsenal team did.
Oh, yeah, that team was, like, clawing it out and drawing
a
ton of
games. They had 12 draws.
There's no question that this is one of the best teams that we've ever seen in a single season. My question to you is more, would you rather go unbeaten for the rest of the season and secure that, like, not even drop another point the rest of the way? You end the season only of dropping those 2 points to United.
Okay.
Or winning the Champions League.
I would rather win the Champions League.
All right.
You know why?
That's by far my bigger question than whatever.
I don't want City or Man United to be able to say that they were the only team that took points off of Liverpool this
season. Okay, then fine. Hypothetically, Everton also draws with you.
I would still rather take the Champions League.
All right. Hypothetically, you get you finish the season with a handful of draws, but you finish the season unbeaten.
But don't win the Champions League?
Yeah. You're choosing between the... Look, the point of this is going undefeated or the Champions League.
I would rather win the Champions League.
Yeah, I think that's an easy choice. No?
I think to win the double, because at this point it almost seems like impossible that Liverpool won't break 100 points.
For me, it's more like you won the Champions League last year.
True.
Yeah, it's always nice to win it 2 years in a row.
Yeah,
but you're just a two-time champ. Like Real Madrid, a little while back, we were talking about how Real Madrid won it 4 or 5 years,
right?
And I still had to just go, what was it, 4 and 5 years? Yeah. You don't remember that as much as you remember who's the only team to go unbeaten? Yeah, Arsenal.
That's a fair call.
I think that's a fair point. You know, the thing, though, is I think when you look back throughout history, this Liverpool team will go down as one of the greatest English teams ever.
Until the cheating scandal.
But if they don't win the Champions League, then they will primarily only be looked at as a great English all-time team. If they win both the league
almost the same team that won the Champions League already. I would argue this Liverpool team has that feather in their cap.
I think you already did it.
Who asked that question, by the way, the first one? But
I would report them
on Facebook. if there was a, hypothetically, there's a loving couple that's married, they have the FA Cup, that's not even something either of them are fighting for in a divorce. Like, the FA Cup, you're leaving that in the house. Like,
yeah, that's you're both moving out, you're just leaving family.
The FA Cup. Let me ask
you. The FA Cup is the unwanted stepchild of your of tournaments.
Yeah, you're leaving that in the cabinet.
Let me ask you, though, if your club had the opportunity, I'm trying to think of a hypothetical for...
Look, I accidentally
to avoid relegation.
Yeah, I accidentally left a glass at the showgirl house when I moved out.
Nice. That's the FA Cup.
It's more important. Like I'm still determined to go back and get that glass because I got it from Iceland. If it was an FA Cup, I would leave it.
Yeah, you'd leave it.
Wait. Let's back up.
There's a better chance you leave the FA Cup to balance out a table that's missing a leg.
Did you say showgirl?
We've been over this multiple times. No, I know exactly where I used to live.
It was wild times.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's okay.
I know you're old, Chris, but I know you remember that.
I thought maybe I missed something and you were dating a showgirl.
I mean, I was.
Oh.
That was also a thing that happened, and that's also a thing that's been gone over.
Yeah.
I don't think we ever... No, we just went over you lived at a house with lots of people.
It was a lot of people.
Yeah, it was a lot of people. But it was also a showgirl house.
It was like Ten's Company.
Yeah.
Come and knock on my door.
We're waiting for you.
We absolutely cover this. Everybody in the house but me was a model.
Tom was a model in certain aspects.
Did they just let you in the house because they needed to feel better about themselves?
They let me in the house because I had money.
That's also a fair call.
I was willing to pay the rent on time.
That's it.
That's why I was allowed in.
Yeah.
By the way,
he wasn't doing the George Costanza and sending in the rent check on the sign.
Speaking of houses and friends and lots of people.
Okay.
I talked to my friend Jim, who I've known since high school, over the weekend, and he listens to the show. He told me he still listens to the podcast all the time.
Oh, boy.
And he's like, man, those two guys are so rough on you. I said, yeah, but they're assholes, so that's part
that's
of
fair.
It. That's you know. So when he went to Rutgers, Jim, and I used to come visit him at Rutgers, and we would go drinking on College Ave.
Yeah.
And after drinking, we would go to the grease trucks. Well... There was this one time where I went to go visit him at Rutgers, and we went to go meet some friends of his, and they lived in a frat house.
What was your go-to bar at Rutgers?
Golden Spike. Or is it Golden Rail? Golden Rail?
Gold Spike is here, no?
Yeah, it must be Golden Rail. Golden Rail. So we go to these guys' houses, and it was the worst smelling house I had ever been in. It was so bad.
Tracks. Was that, it a frat house?
It was a frat house.
That tracks. That tracks.
Like a shat house.
Yeah. That 20 something years later, I still remember the stench of just crap and mold and
I bet they had an FA Cup there.
They probably did under all the piles of trash. They're
chugging beer out of the FA
Cup. There were like holes in the wall and the ceiling, all sorts of stuff. I mean,
you're drinking Natty Light out of an FA Cup.
These guys were
PBR?
Whatever
is the ultimate college beer.
Yeah. Whatever's a lower knock than Natty Light is what these guys
are drinking.
Keystone Light. Keystone, Bush.
Mm. Well, that's college. Like, only one of you has an ID. You guys are all poor. All the money that you're getting is going towards that 30 rack of natties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's where you just pour them into an
frat
FA
houses
cup.
Are just the most disgusting places. Our frat house was a derelict building. Like, it should have been condemned.
Yeah.
Like, they definitely did not pass inspections, but we kept it clean because there was only 8 of us. And like, people that would come in, they would be like, yeah, no, most, like, your house is just crappy, but it's clean.
Yeah, see, I'm one of those. We would have somebody
would come in and be like, "Yo, where's the bathroom?" And we'd go, "Okay, it's down the hallway. Turn right in the kitchen. Don't lean your hand up against the back wall, or the whole house will fall down."
Yeah, see, now
like, that was what we had to deal with. But
I was
clean.
I can't like I'm just trying to picture this though, because at the time I was living in.
By the way, report quote Grail. Hell yeah, karaoke every Wednesday night. Still there.
Ah, nice. So we'd go to this house, and it smelled so bad. But like, it made me think, like, because I wasn't living too far away. I was living in Bayonne at the time, and I was living in a house that had a lot of people as well. But my particular section of the house was not dumpy. Like, I could not imagine like bringing a chick into a house that smells like you were walking through a dog park and stepped in every pile of crap you possibly could.
I guess my counter to that would be I would be more concerned with living in a house that smelled that bad.
Yeah, but isn't it the kind of thing where you just get used to it?
I never want to get used to that.
You go nose blind, but then again, the frat houses, that sounds exceptionally bad, even by frat standards.
Like this house was like a tenement.
Yikes.
Like, that's how bad it, and you know where Rutgers is. I mean, it's not exactly the
nicest
most
neighborhood.
Nicest part of New Jersey.
Where is John Stewart from in New Jersey, by the way?
I don't know.
Oh, I know the answer to this.
I saw in a recent interview he was talking about being from New Jersey. And I was like, I wonder where he falls on the pork roll Taylor ham battle.
I think it's Taylor ham. I think he's northern.
Let's see.
And where did we decide Treach was from? From Naughty by Nature?
Treach,
yeah.
He's from East Orange. Illtown.
That's deep in Taylor Ham country.
That is by far and away, quite possibly, the most dangerous city in New Jersey.
No. Camden exists.
That's true.
Camden's response to increased cases of arson and burglaries in a year was to slash their police and fire in half.
Perfect.
So John Stewart was born in New York City.
Okay.
Yeah, but he lived in Jersey.
He went to the College of New Jersey, which is in Trenton.
There's a College of New Jersey?
Yes.
Yeah. Does anybody go there? Martin Brodeur?
Oh, his dad. I'm sorry. I'm looking to see. So when they divorced...
We're about to get John Stewart's whole lifestyle.
Yeah, I know.
And when he was 27, he had a parking ticket.
I know. I'm looking. His brother worked at Woolworth. He went to William & Mary. What the hell? Why doesn't it tell me where he grew up? No, that's Virginia.
Who's from Camden? There's somebody famous from Camden, too. Is there a rapper from Camden?
Probably.
Yeah. Camden probably definitely produced some rappers. Okay.
Yeah.
East Orange is absolutely rough and tumble, but they also have the home to the best pizza on the planet.
Best pizza.
Tavern.
Okay.
I don't feel like looking up anymore. That's not telling me where he grew up. So
definitely not worth it.
But, no, definitely not. Champions League. I would say that there were
some surprises.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, we could start with the Liverpool game. And I'm not surprised that they did not play well. I am surprised that they didn't score. And I'm more surprised that they gave up a goal as early as they did. And
what match are you talking about?
Yeah, this game was last week.
We didn't talk about it, though.
Yeah, we did.
We talked about it on the show.
Yeah, we didn't.
Did we? 100% did.
Yeah.
Because you were talking about how you were going to batter Atletico at Anfield.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
Today's games, I bet on both of today's games.
Okay.
Well, how about...
Because they did not go as well as my bet on Bayern went yesterday.
That's fair.
I bet on Real and Juventus. So
not great. No, it's not good.
We did not talk about Atalanta putting up 4 on Valencia.
We didn't. That was a surprising... Were you not surprised by that?
I have a running bet with another guy in the office that Atalanta is going to go through. When they smashed him and he was just like, I did not see that coming. I was just like,
oh, I already knew it.
I mean, I think you could say that actually there were probably more surprises than there were just not surprises picks. because I was shocked that Leipzig went to London and beat Spurs.
I wasn't shocked about that either. Yet, all of the games up until today, I kind of called. And then today I was just completely dead wrong.
Well, Bayern was you knew Bayern was good. I didn't think they'd put up 3 at Stamford Bridge.
Is it Gnabry? Came from, he was like in Arsenal and then he was on loan a few places. Yeah. Now he's just like going crazy for Bayern. Yep. It's just like, okay.
Well, we got to talk about the Dortmund match last week because
we talked about this.
Gio Reyna?
Yeah, we talked about the assist. We talked about Haaland.
Chris, I'm worried.
Jeez, man. And to Jim, who wonders why we're hard on Chris, it's because he's old.
Jim's
so
old
Jim, turn up your
actually, I
so
think
Jim,
Jim's
turn
older.
Up your hearing aids.
I think Jim is a little bit older.
Turn up your hearing aids and maybe take Chris as a warning sign to go get a test done.
Get you a warm cup of tea and
hey,
some
Jared Justice just walked
sit
by.
Down by the fire.
Yeah,
were you shocked at Barcelona and Napoli?
A little bit.
I wouldn't say shocked. I was mildly surprised.
I think that Barcelona is really overvalued in this competition right now.
They're not that good.
No. They have not figured out what to do with Luis Suarez being out.
Yeah.
That's going to be a big
problem. How about that?
They're like 7. They're like less than 7-1. I think they were plus 550 to win the Champions League. And I was just like, that number is so wrong.
Man City
and Liverpool, I understand Liverpool being one of the favorites because like, what evidence do you have to go on that they're not going to win? Although my argument would be that the Premier League is really weak this year and that they're going to run through.
Throwaway trophy.
I think that, you have to account for that. Like, this really isn't that impressive for Liverpool given the weakness of the Premier
League.
Definitely not. But I think that they're going to run into someone in Europe who's going to beat them.
They may not beat Atletico.
Atalanta.
No, they're going to beat Atletico. Because even though,
Well, you know how the MO goes, TV. Because they'll end up getting Atalanta next.
Oh, for sure.
And Atalanta shocks them.
Yeah. Oh, that would be phenomenal.
Yeah, that would be excellent.
But like,
and then somehow Lyon will get through and they'll get Lyon in the semifinals.
Yeah, that was that the most surprising result, maybe?
I think so. Yeah. The fact that Lyon held Juventus
outplayed
scoreless.
Outplayed them.
With no Memphis.
Yeah.
That was really impressive.
Yeah, that under
I think Bayern is my team to win it.
They might. They look really good.
Bayern's looked great. They've been great.
Alfonso Dortmund looks really good, too.
They just lost Lewandowski for a month.
Yeah.
But that just means that they're not going to have him for the second leg. But the second leg's in Munich. They're going to be fine, and they'll have him back.
They could hunker down and beat Chelsea.
When Alfonso Davies is just like all of a sudden like an elite left back.
I think it was Stu Holden.
It was.
He's saying that he's a top
man. Yeah. And it's not crazy.
No. I'm loving. Yeah. The only thing that pisses me off about Alfonso Davies is that he's Canadian.
Yeah.
Because I would kill to have that kid on the U.S. national team.
They need to redraw the districts like they did Mighty Ducks 1.
We need to gerrymander.
District 5.
We need to annex Canada.
Alfonso Davies is the new Adam Banks. We need to somehow coerce him into the U.S.
So there's a Barcelona story that I'm sure you guys are aware of it. Maybe
we
not.
We talked about it last week.
No, because it happened this past weekend. I think it was Thursday or Friday that it happened.
Okay.
So there's a weird, goofy rule in La Liga.
Oh, I know what you're talking
that
about.
That allows teams to.
Oh, I do. I did see
to
this.
Poach a player from another team.
And let's be clear,
they meet
this rule was designed
for Barcelona and Real Madrid.
Yes, definitely.
So they're able to poach a player, and apparently, I didn't know this, but almost every single player in La Liga has a buyout clause.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as they pay the buyout clause, even though the transfer window's closed, they could buy another player from another La Liga team. So
they did.
Yeah. So Barcelona apparently somehow doesn't have enough strikers on their team.
But they don't.
Well, that's their fault.
Oh, yeah. It's absolutely been massively poor planning.
They did nothing in the transfer window. And you mean to tell me they don't have anybody in their under 23 or under 18 team that they could call up and Jesse's let them sit on the bench?
Yeah.
So they go to Leganes, who are the worst team in La Liga.
That guy is not mad. They got signed. They
buy their best player. The guy who I think I read he's accounted for 35% of their goals. They buy this player, or they poach this player. Leganes has no recourse. They can go find another player, but who are they going to be able to buy
out of transfer window?
Out of transfer window to replace their best player.
Can you imagine if one of these clubs just like comes up with the dough for Messi?
Yeah,
like obviously they're going eye for an eye. Look, we're gonna get financial fair played here.
We should start a GoFundMe for Leganes so they could go buy Messi. It's an emergency.
Yeah, that is kind of a wild rule.
Well, like TV said, the rule exists
to help those two teams.
Yeah,
but the thing is,
I hate that league. I truly hate that league.
It's been such poor planning, and they overspent on this guy.
Yeah,
because now they're gonna have problems in the next transfer window when they don't have the money to go after Jadon Sancho, who they actually want.
Yeah. Well, and was this also the guy that they signed? And I like that none of us have mentioned his name. I have no clue.
He's Danish. I think his name is Brathwaite.
Okay. But that the is he the one that they have doing like the juggling tricks?
Yeah, the video,
and
yeah.
People on Twitter were saying, why do they do that?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
What?
You have like a new sign-in, you bring him into like the stadium or somewhere, and you have him just
They did that with someone else. I can't remember who it was that they did
it
with.
They did it with like Santi Cazorla. They had him like come up. They had him come up through like a tube, like he was getting time traveled.
My gosh!
But why did they do that?
There was a cool one. I think it was Luis Suarez. It might have been Neymar.
Did he take a bite?
I was gonna say he came out of nowhere, just like biting like
Dracula
heads off
had the cape on,
biting the heads off of bats.
Yeah. He flew down from the rafters.
I don't think Michy Batshuayi was involved.
Thank God.
They did a whole thing. Like, they had a crane, and they were dropping soccer balls from the top of it.
And he was like
halftime of the lights.
Chopping
and
them?
They can't do that anymore. What?
No more cash drop.
I didn't see this.
I was talking about kicking the ball into the stands.
No more cash. The cash drop's been killed.
Oh, man.
This doesn't surprise me.
Which is also a perfect transition. Well, do you
I'm
have it right
sure
there, Chris?
I am pulling it up.
Well, while you bring that up.
I did see the new thing. Yeah. I loved USL memes tweeting out at the not even beginning of the season, they're already mid-season form.
Yeah, for anyone that doesn't know, the Lights are having a match in July that kicks off at 11 p.m.
RIP, the worst part of this to me is the poor souls in Tampa who have to call this match because the way most of the teams in the USL
remotely.
Do their play-by-play is remotely from an office in Tampa.
Yeah, that's going to be rough. It's one where I'm not sure, and I'm kind of curious. Orange County had to sign off on that.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, like, as an Orange County player, you're like, I'm used to playing at 7 or 8, and you're playing at 11. I'm going to be sleepy deepy night watching that match. They better have coffee on deck.
I'm looking for the
tweets. I'm
kind
of down to go.
Well, a lot of people were actually, like, positive about it. Like, it's not bad. Like, people tend to go out later here, so nothing closes.
I'm still like...
Based on if this was like if,
but the thing is like the
you
lights,
need tailgating for this match.
Oh, you're gonna need so
you
much.
You need to
tailgating.
Start tailgating at like
the
three.
The other thing is you've just eliminated the family.
100%. Yeah,
this is gonna be this is
this
absolutely
is, this is where
dark.
This child protective services should be there.
Yeah,
and any parent that's there with their kids, they should have a stern talking to.
Yep.
Afterwards,
I can't find the tweet now, but basically it was the owner of the team, Brett Lashbrook.
I'm familiar.
Is he on Twitter?
I thought it was him who tweeted it out, but I can't find the tweet now, and I can't find his Twitter.
Yeah, I don't think he has a Twitter, to my knowledge.
So somebody tweeted out that the FAA will not allow them to...
Well, that happened last year.
Yeah, well...
The poor sap that was flying the helicopter got fined and got like... Yeah,
well,
that
now
was, the whole
they,
thing was bad.
The deal was they tweeted out what they should do in place... And, like, the options were, like, a demolition derby or...
this team!
I can't remember
I am down
what
for demolition derby.
I wish I could find it now because I...
I think that was fake. They are also still... The Lights are absolutely accepting idea suggestions on their website.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's literally a thing. That's not a goof. That's on there. And still no jerseys, which
we
is
need,
interesting.
We need another football podcast idea for this.
Yeah, I know I know people are always trying to come up with something. I can't come up with anything offhand.
Look, the reality is they should have one match where they bring out like a giant bingo machine, like you know the bingo ball roller thingy.
Yeah,
they bring that out, and if your ticket number gets called, you're playing goalie this match.
Yeah, I like that. Shout out to TKO.
Yeah.
Yeah, that 11 o'clock match is certainly going to be an interesting atmosphere. It's also open seating. So season ticket holders get in early so they can get the seats they want. But then outside of that, it's free reign, including the picnic areas. Like, maybe you can play left back. I'm not sure.
probably some of the players are probably going to fall
asleep.
Yeah,
why not? They're like, that I feel like that throws your whole mojo off. Like,
for sure.
Scheduling. Like, because at least if you go from Central Time to West Coast, it's 2 hours. This, you're going, I don't know who they play before that, but imagine if they play like the week before at like 7 Central. And then,
oh, God.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
So we had an interesting discussion a couple weeks ago, not on the show, but amongst ourselves.
Yeah.
About somehow the XFL, and it involved into what kind of XFL type rules would you implement in. I see you pointing at me.
So the origin of this idea was actually...
This is the XFL.
I was doing some late night drinking.
That was, but dear God.
I honestly think what happened was...
I hope we bleep that out.
I woke up in like the middle of the night, like from
the fans here in Las Vegas. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the XFL.
I know you guys can't hear it because you don't have headphones on, but... I had Vince McMahon doing "This is the XFL" like 20 years ago here in Las Vegas. So,
but I woke up like in the middle of the night and I just thought of it. I was like, "This is a good topic for the show. We need to talk 100%. About our own version of the XFL for soccer."
Yeah.
And by some miracle, I remembered it.
I also don't think I've seen this anywhere.
No,
probably. I was actually surprised. I don't think I saw any other soccer podcast or anything. So if you did this, we didn't see it.
Yeah.
And if you did,
so I've seen it like. There was one for the Extreme Golfing Association.
Okay.
And it was basically, if you hit it out of bounds, you lose a club. Every time you bogey or higher, you have to shotgun a beer.
Oh.
I
would be drunk by hole three.
There were a couple other rules, but my favorite was by far John Daly as the commissioner.
Yeah.
That's a no-brainer there. I'll try and pull the whole thing up.
Yeah, no doubt.
And then I saw another one that was like baseball, and it was like pitchers pitch from 55 feet.
Batters know when curveballs are coming based on buzzer
system. That's just the MLB.
Major League Baseball, yeah.
But in this one, pitchers could use pine tar. You could use aluminum bats. Charging the mound is encouraged.
Yeah, I like that. But, so it was pretty much like MLB Slugfest, the game from a few years back, and NFL Blitz for that matter.
Oh, good old-fashioned NHL hits, too.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Shout out to NHL hits.
So my idea was, what if we took like the actual XFL, how it is real? It is still undeniably the game of football,
yeah.
But they have a couple tweaks. The scoring system is a little different. You have the kickoff has changed.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, what like minor rule changes? By the way, here we go. XGA, Extreme Golfers Association, rules. No dress code. Alcohol is permitted during play. Fans allowed to make noise at all times. Out-of-bounds shots result in loss of one club. Double bogeys are worse result in the golfer having to shotgun a beer. John Daly is the commissioner.
Yeah, nice. Like
so what are some small, like what are some rule changes that we would make to like the XLS? Now, of course, first thing that's coming back is Commissioner Tom, we're getting rid of ties.
Yeah.
And they're being replaced. We're bringing back the old MLS shootout.
That was 100%. That was 100% on my list.
100% where we're going first here.
See, you know, I don't like that for a shootout. What I proposed for a shootout was guys have to kick it from midfield and there's no goalie.
See, I feel like that, especially with players today, that might be a little too easy.
Yeah, possible.
Plus, the shootout is the greatest thing soccer is at. That was the greatest moment in American soccer history.
The old Triple Deke, the old Charlie Conway.
Yep.
So the one that I thought of pretty quickly would be having like somewhat of a 3-point line,
mm-hmm.
where if you score from outside this area, you get 2 points.
Like if you score from outside the 18-yard box, but we pull up maybe a 24-yard box.
Yeah, you score from out there, mm-hmm. you get an extra point.
Right.
And then the ability to reverse one red card.
See, I don't like the...
Like
the
Money in the Bank style. Yeah. Like, he brings back the suitcase back out. Back on, is that Sergio Ramos?
Yeah, just bring... Yeah, I think you could be able to reverse one red card.
I don't like the
so your first red card point. Is basically free. You can just clean someone out and you're good.
You have Chowdhury from
Leicester
City.
Yeah, he's a goon.
I don't
like the two-point goal because, to me, that kind of takes away from the game, right? Like...
So far, like, you haven't liked anything.
No, I feel like the NHL, the MLS shootout has already been done. But like,
look, I'm just trying to make the game better.
No, I know. Yeah. But like, to me, when there's
trying to
nothing
make the beautiful game beautiful,
nothing worse than when your team has a 2-point lead and that other team scores, and all of a sudden you're like, oh man, we've got to hold this lead for 13 minutes. Can we do it?
But imagine the opposite. Imagine you're sitting there coasting with a 2-goal lead, and all of a sudden somebody bangs one from outside, and you're like, oh, now we're tied.
Like, you're telling me that Wayne Rooney goal last year shouldn't have been 100%. A 2-pointer?
Yeah.
See, now you guys are going to hate
yours?
This.
I want to hear yours, because yours are going to be boring as hell based on your criticism of ours.
You know what? I don't think mine's boring.
Oh, boy.
You know that there's a rule where if a team gets – like, if a certain amount of players get red carded – the team forfeits the game.
Yeah.
I would propose we eliminate that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that,
like,
when
is
that happen?
With this few players?
So,
it's only ever happened in FIFA.
Yeah. Yes. I was like,
so,
I'm
like,
sure
if you're down to, like, eight guys, you just keep going.
See, I think that I like that, but change it up. You have to bring fans on the field to fill out your roster.
Yeah, I just feel like the likelihood of that happening, though, are very slim.
Yeah.
So I feel like your change would never take place.
Well, one thing that I thought of was allowing holding on set pieces and corner kicks. Like, not even just like normal holding. Like, we're talking like full on, not quite NFL, but NFL blocking. Like, you're allowed to block now on kicks. And that can work for both teams. Like, you're setting up a play where you're trying to spring a guy free. So, like, basketball, you're setting a pick.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that would be a really interesting actual thing that you could do.
Yeah.
Now, I want to see goalies have to play the field.
See, I want to see goalies able to... here's how we do that. Goalies are allowed to use their hand in either box.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. You can't pick up the ball in your opponent's box.
No, but if it's a corner kick, you can catch it and throw it in.
If it's a corner kick, you can't catch it. Like, it has to be a bounce.
Spike it.
Yeah, you can spike it. You can volleyball it. You can do whatever you want. You can use your hands as the goalie in your opponent's box.
I like that.
This is going to encourage goalies to come out and roll.
What if you did something similar? What if you did, like, a 5-second rule or a 3-second rule for keepers in the box, in their own box? They could only be there for that given amount of time, and they had to step out.
Because
even if the other team has the ball,
you'd have to make like a crease.
Yeah,
yeah. Even if the other team has the ball in the attacking area, you have to check out.
What if the paint in the NBA?
What if goalie goals were worth two?
I like that. Chris hates it.
All of a sudden, that increases goalie play.
I can get on board with that. I want to see goalies play the field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't hate that. I was thinking.
We need more Manuel Neuer in our lives.
It was kind of like what
Jorge
mentioned.
Campos.
Or Ricardo Fariño. Chilavert. Fariño.
He was another one. Used to play the field a bit. Chilavert.
It was kind of what you were saying, TV. I was thinking you get maybe one, kind of with the red card forgiveness, you get one handball from a non-goalie. A match that's forgiven.
Oh, that would be cool.
Well, Diego Maradona all of a sudden became
and just bats one down.
They all of a sudden bronzed his hands now.
By the way, my addendum to the shootouts being added, because you're right, that has been done before. Here's the rule change. It's the coaches.
Oh, man.
So all of a sudden, you've got Jurgen Klopp versus Pep Guardiola to decide a Champions League final.
We got broken nose Steve Bruce in goal going in with 2 feet.
Yeah. Imagine Alan Pardew.
I was going to say Roy Hodgson would be dead by the time he's in there.
Yeah, it's going to get even better. When Claudio Ranieri is stopping a shot.
Yeah, man.
Bradley still can't get on the pitch.
Yeah.
Bob Bradley had some kind of radical MLS ideas, by the way.
Bruce Arena is hated by some players from that team. Like, Jeff Cameron came out and was like, F that guy.
He's also hated by Jermaine Jones, though. And I feel like if you're hated by Jermaine Jones, I probably side with the person that's hated by Jermaine Jones.
He's
an agent of chaos. Like, he's the guy.
He's the commissioner of the XLS.
I will say this, though. Yes. Jermaine Jones scored one of the biggest goals in U.S. national team history.
Yeah, it's true.
Mm-hmm. And then somehow he blew it.
Yeah, Jermaine Jones is he's a character. But also, we have to mention, there's no way we cannot mention it before we go back to XLS. which I think is a club here. But
XLS is a it's also the file format for Excel spreadsheet.
Nice.
Oh my god. Yeah.
But no, the MLS anthem that came out today.
Certified banger of an
first
anthem.
Off, let's
Zimmer.
Say this. Certified absolutely
banger.
That is absolutely a fact. It also was undoubtedly unnecessary in every fashion.
I don't care, man.
It was
that's up there, the Champions League theme, the Olympic theme. Like,
but
these
why
songs,
though?
I don't care. It's
I
like
don't
how,
have like I'm happy they have it, but
it's
who
like
was
how
like,
Sunday night Monday night football, like how they have a song. This was smart branding by MLS.
Yeah, but I'm down
on Hans Zimmer. I mean,
yeah.
That's,
yeah.
It's not like they got
no,
some bum off
it's
the
a
street.
Great, it is a great song, but it
no,
just
the goat
seemed,
delivered.
It just seemed like somebody was like, somebody offered that idea, like, hey, let's get an anthem. Like, yeah, that's not a bad idea. I'm like, what about Hans Zimmer doing it?
And then like, Hans okay, Zimmer was weird. Like, hang on, let me just produce a banger.
Yeah, yeah, that was wild times. But yeah, that I'm excited about. I'm excited about that. It just seemed a little off the wall.
That may be my new ringtone.
That's not bad. That's not a bad call.
So we're excited here at the Other Football Podcast. By the way, we didn't even tell people. Well, if you're still listening,
they know.
You know where to find us, but we do have to get some mentions in, right?
Yeah. Where we're at?
Well, LV Sports Network, iTunes, Stitcher.
BGN.FM, Shout the Roughneck Scarves.
Spotify,
Pocket
Cast,
iHeart Radio.
We still this have just, no idea how that
no
happened.
This just seems odd, 40 minutes into the show. But
well, that's all right. Well, but,
what were we excited about?
Here's something that we're excited about. Last weekend was the start of the J League.
Yeah.
Now
there's actually a lot that we have to talk about this week. Like,
yeah.
There's a lot to cover.
Well, yeah, J League was back
today.
40 minutes into the show.
Today, the 26th of February. Is the 53rd birthday of Kaz Miura. Now, who is Kaz Miura? Well, he's still currently playing for J-League side
this
Yokohama
man is almost
FC.
As old as Chris, and he's playing in the J-League.
He's 53, and he's still playing professional football.
This is almost as nuts as that Iranian goal. Was it the Iranian or Egyptian goalie who's like Chris's age?
I was thinking Julio Franco, the
yes.
baseball player.
That's a good comparison.
Yeah,
Julio Franco.
There was a goalie who played in the World Cup at like post 40.
I like that. Now, I think I remember that now that I'm remembering a little
this
bit.
This guy, he was the – this is how long he's been playing, and this is how good he was in his prime.
You're in 19, he's not in his prime?
He might still be.
Yeah.
He was the first. This is crazy.
They call him the Silver Years for a reason.
He was the first recipient of the Asian Footballer of the Year award.
That's
any idea what year that would have come in?
Oh man, that's gonna be 1983.
Not 90,
quite that far.
Give me 94.
Close. 1993, which was before the World Cup was in the U.S.
Yes,
that was before I was born.
Yes.
He was the Asian Footballer of the Year in 1993, which is actually the first year the J-League started.
Wow.
He's literally been there. So I feel like that's the definition of an OG. Like, you go in the locker room, he's like, yeah, I remember when this wasn't even here. The J-League wasn't even around when I was growing up.
He's played for Yokohama FC 273 appearances from 2005. God. Before that, he had 103 with Vissel Kobe. He scored 55 goals for the Japanese national team in only 89 appearances. His last appearance for the Japanese team, 2000.
That's
retired from national play
that's
for
unreal.
20 years, and he's still going.
Yeah, that's
is he still getting? Is he still getting minutes? Like, is he a starter? Does he come off the bench?
He can't start, can he?
He plays. That's the thing. He still plays.
He has every veteran move in the book.
I am getting this jersey. Like, I think we all have to.
His jersey's made of like parchment paper. Like, it's not even like regular jersey material. It's got hieroglyphics on it. that's unbelievable.
That just makes me
Magnum Chapman of the J League.
Yeah,
he traveled to Brazil at 15 years old in 1986,
and then was like, "Nah, I'm good. Going back to Japan." That's
to be
unreal.
A star.
That's unreal.
That is nuts.
He played for a couple Brazilian clubs.
It just makes me look down on Chris even more.
Because I'm fat and out of shape.
Yeah. Like, this guy is still just scoring bangers, and he's 53. And
he was also
got to be like for you. He's like, I'm over here going, wow, I'm like 3 months older than Patrick Mahomes. And that dude's got a Super Bowl and an NFL MVP, and yeah. I run a terrible podcast.
Yeah. Well, this guy, he was, believe it or not, he was the first Japanese player to play in Serie A. He played for Genoa in 94-95.
He has every accolade for a Japanese player ever, yeah. except for the best, Kazuki Honda.
On March 5th, 2017, he became the oldest ever player, which means it was a guy who was also 50 years old who played nice. In the J-League.
That is fantastic.
That's excellent.
Oh, he wasn't Japanese. The guy, I'm sorry, he broke the record of Stanley Matthews.
Shout out to Syracuse.
Who died in 2000.
Nice.
Yeah. He was an English footballer. Wow, he was knighted. This guy was really good because he was knighted while he was playing football.
Yeah, that's 53.
He played for Stoke and Blackpool.
Yeah, shout out. What's his name?
Kazmiura.
Shout out.
I'd like to see how many goals what he did last year, but I don't know if I could get in that in depth with what I'm looking for.
Whoever created soccer, whoever the James Naismith of soccer is, that guy was playing with him. They're like,
it's Bob Soccer.
Bob Soccer, perfect. Yeah. I like that.
That's why it's called soccer.
Oh, of course. Yeah, it makes sense.
But so we do, in addition to the J-League being back,
yeah,
MLS starts this weekend.
Yeah, it does. Came back
we're back.
Yeah. And then USL the following week.
Yeah.
USL Championship.
So do we do a preview podcast for the for MLS?
Chris knows nothing of MLS.
Yeah, I don't. True. But you guys could do that, and I'm going to look up his statistics for last year, what he did.
So Atlanta United's moving on in the CONCACAF Champions League.
Yeah, saw that yesterday.
Which, good to see, because they're our only hope.
Yeah, we do. The MLS does not thrive in the CONCACAF Champions League.
But Atlanta's looking, in my opinion, I don't think, LAFC isn't going to win it again.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. I think they didn't fix their problems from last season. That was a very good regular season team that had a lot of bugaboos that were exposed in the playoffs. Like, their back line is terrible, but they were just beating people by scoring a bunch of goals. And then the instant that they couldn't score those goals in a game, a team broke them down quickly, and that's how they lost.
Well, and speaking of Atlanta United, obviously they move on yesterday, and then also they're allegedly the team that's going to get Jurgen Damm from League MX. So you got another quality player there to Atlanta United who has very quality players. So
by the way,
could be interesting.
He only played 3 minutes last year.
Yeah, that's fair. It makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
He's a player coach. He's like Bill Russell at the end
that
of his
really is
in the last game of the season, he played 3 minutes.
That's still
cool. You got him out there, though.
Yeah.
You got him out there.
He was only on the bench a couple times, did not feature in the squad for a lot of the others. But
veteran, he's a locker room guy.
Yeah. That was in J2. My guess is he's probably not going to see many minutes in J1.
No, I'm not imagining so, but he's there.
Yes.
That's all that matters.
At 50 freaking 3 years old.
He is slightly younger than my parents.
Yeah, I was going to say, my parent, he's a...
But then again, my dad and I are going snowboarding this weekend.
He's less than 10 years younger than my parents.
He's only 13 years older than me.
Yeah.
And Chris was around like 1600 BC.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of another MLS angle.
The fact that there is an athlete playing at the professional level
that is
older than Chris.
Well,
is
I mean,
nuts.
There's a couple guys, right? There's some NHL guys who are in their 40s, but there's not a lot.
Hockey
in their 50s.
Players is different.
Yeah.
And that's not in their 50s.
Yeah.
There's a big difference between 40 and 50.
I think Julio Franco is a great comparison, right? Like, Jesse Orozco was another guy, but he was a relief pitcher, so like
and
he didn't quite
Buffon.
Have.
Yeah,
that's true. Buffon had a ton of years too. But I don't know, how old is Buffon?
Not 50.
No,
I think he's 40.
I was gonna say he might have just turned 40, but maybe 40 or 41.
We didn't go through what happened in the J League.
Guys had a battle.
Yeah, we had a battle. Yeah, final score of 3-2 in favor of Urawa. They beat
a missed penalty in that match, I believe I saw.
I think so, yeah. They beat my guys.
We came out with one point.
Starting off the season strong.
Yeah.
Nagoya came out with a point.
Yeah, they got the draw.
Which is already better than Newcastle starts this season.
Nagoya drew with...
you have one team that could potentially get Champions League.
Vegalta Sendai.
Yeah. Sendai.
So, looks like there's been some postponements in the J-League.
I can't say I'm surprised.
No, yeah, this is going to be interesting to see how this goes.
Italy was talking about.
Well, they have, four matches that were suspended over the weekend.
Yeah. They're talking about playing games in empty stadiums because of the coronavirus.
Well, I mean, Barcelona traveled to Napoli.
Let's just play at Sam Boyd.
Yeah.
Boyd will host all matches.
Sam Boyd already hosts enough diseases, I think.
This is true.
But I mean, it kind of made a lot of sense that Italy was the first spot for this to really have a second breakout in, due to, you know,
racism.
No, I was. I mean, kind of the fact that Milan has a very high Asian population that may or may not be there of their own volition.
I gotcha. I'm following.
Yeah, the underground shoe manufacturing market is very big.
I thought you were tying it in with the old conversation we used to have with Germany and Japan, how they were able to team up well.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So this is from
for undisclosed reasons.
This is from NHK, which is the
World War II betting hour.
Yep.
NHK is the. Like the PBS of Japan,
mm-hmm.
and they put out, actually as of yesterday, J-League is postponing all official matches for the next 3 weeks in response to the spread of coronavirus. So 94 matches postponed until March 15th.
At least a little bit of a longer break, because I feel like their break was like 2 weeks.
And every league, J1, J2, J3 all suspended or postponed.
Yeah, hopefully,
this is resolved sooner than it seems to be heading towards.
Yeah.
Before we dive down the coronavirus rabbit hole. Which,
well, I you know what? I just.
There's still a lot of misinformation out there right
for
now.
For sure. Well, like they're taking it pretty serious in Japan.
Good. Like, yeah. It's much better to err on the side of caution. Like, 100%. The reason we haven't had a big breakout here is because the fact that we closed down transport. We closed down travel really, really early.
Yeah.
And that's really the reason. Like, but I think right now what we're going to see over the next, like, I mean, I'm going to guess 2 days. Is the CDC is going to come out and say that, we've had a transmission in the U.S. Like, it spread from someone to someone in the U.S. And, like, I think that's what they're priming us for right now with all the news that we've been getting.
I know.
The reality is stuff happens now, and then they're going to wait to tell us because they're going to try and drip feed it and, like, plan it out so as not to start panic.
Well, the thing is, it probably shouldn't cause panic.
It still hasn't killed more people than the flu. Like,
yeah.
Like, seriously, if you're listening to this, go get your flu shot.
So anyway, like my wife is in Japan, and her work, they gave them three options. Well, it's not really options. They told them that this is what we're doing. You're either going to take vacation, you're going to work from home, or you're going to work different hours so you're not on the subway at rush hour. So
until everybody switches their hours and rush hour
hour.
She works for the local government, so we'll see how that goes down. But I was hoping she'd be able to work from here. I was like, hey, that'd could you cool. hop on a plane and work from Vegas? She's like, unfortunately not. The system
that is remote working.
Yeah, the system won't work out that she needs to use for her work doesn't work outside of the country, so that's unfortunate. But J-League, so we probably won't be talking about that at least until we know return. For sure.
Yeah.
Till the middle of March, at least. March 15th, they're saying, is the, I guess, the return date. So,
Once again, though, coronavirus may save us from the far worse plight of a Liverpool title.
Yeah. I don't think so. I've been waiting a long time for that one. And, of course.
I hope they don't win the FA Cup. Actually, part of me hopes they do win the FA Cup.
I don't know. Can we talk about the fact that this team is clearly in a slump right now?
Who, Liverpool?
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
Because you just put up a stinker against West Ham. I don't want to hear it that you won the game. That was not a good performance.
Put up a stinker against Norwich, too.
Yeah.
These are not the good
performances, and then you lost to Atletico. Like, this team, I think it's coming soon. I think the loss is coming soon.
We don't play them until the end of the year, so it won't be us that takes them down.
Could be Everton.
It's not going to happen against Watford. They'll beat Watford, and they'll break the record for most wins in a row. Isn't that funny? Like, it's so funny because...
It would have been funny if they lost the... West Ham.
They had won 17 straight games heading into the United game, and they drew. And it's like, United, Liverpool's not going to break the record. We drew. They've just gone on and won 18 straight since that game.
Yeah, so, nuts.
But 106 out of their last 108 possible points.
Stupid.
There is no luckier team.
Sometimes you need to be lucky.
And Liverpool just consistently is to the point where there's definitely bribery.
Definitely bribery.
Like I'm not
that,
sure.
That goalkeeper got a fat check in his bank account after that
stop
game.
It. No. Now you sound like a conspiracy theorist. So there's been some games that were postponed in the league. Is that because the League Cup final is this week? It has to be, right? Because Aston Villa and City are both playing, and both of their games are postponed.
Oh, that's going to be a phenomenal close game.
That's
going
to be a great game. Shout out to Jack Grealish.
I'm trying to find my Chris Magnum Chapman game of the week.
Oh, yeah. It's a good call.
I mean, we still got time. We don't have to close here.
I'm just trying to...
But going back, while Chris looks that up, going back to MLS,
he's,
like I said, LAFC, I think that they're going to do it again when they have a really nice season.
Got
to
make a pick. I'm going to try to think of a pick while you think of one.
Atlanta looks real good.
Yeah.
Pity Martinez do. And Yosef Martinez are teaming up.
And then if you get Jurgen Damm, especially in the middle of the middle
we
of the
we saw
summer,
him play.
Jurgen Damm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that this team, I think that initially it looked like this team was going to be taking a step back from some of the Atlanta teams we've seen so far. But, oh, man, Pity is going to play this way.
Yeah.
And this team can do it again, and they could potentially win the CONCACAF Champions League.
That would be sweet.
Very sweet.
Yeah, I'm not. I was trying to think of a pick. Atlanta United was kind of where my gut was going.
I'm worried about the Quakes.
Yeah,
because there was that time last season where we were playing like the best team in the league, but we didn't make the playoffs because of that slow start. We've brought back, we've made one key addition. We got a new center back. Some of these guys, like Flo, Shea Salinas, they're starting to get older. And I
come on, you still got Wando.
For this year. Yeah. This is the final season.
Oh, they better make the playoffs. Yeah.
They gotta do something special.
The American player of the decade.
Facts.
You guys sicken me.
So we'll see about that, but I think
he still missed a sitter.
Atlanta's my pick.
Yeah, I would lean towards Atlanta.
The nice thing is that it's such an unpredictable.
When one of the Pacific Northwest teams is always seems like they're there.
Yeah,
Seattle or Portland,
Timbers
like
Portland.
Somehow always are involved. I saw Matias Almeida was in the release of the MLS anthem. Yep. He made an appearance, but I'll say Atlanta United.
So another good topic.
Well, I could tell you that I know that Cincinnati will not be winning the MLS Cup.
No, they will not.
They might get relegated.
Yes.
Sadly, you know, speaking of that, the commissioner came out today. Garber came out.
And simply said no.
Yeah, he was asked
about relegation.
He was asked if the league ever got above 30 teams, would they do a two-tier promotion relegation system? And he said no.
There was no clarification or additional reasons. He had to pop the dad from Friday with a no.
So knowing absolutely nothing about MLS, I'm going to make a pick.
Okay,
that's
it.
Stop you. That's never stopped you in any other league.
I'm going to go with New York City FC.
Okay, like it.
It's not a terrible play.
Are they any good?
They are good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will not be rooting for them because of who owns them, but the cheaters. But yeah, that's my pick. New York City FC.
I literally for a second was like the Astros. I was like,
the other cheaters,
the Houston Trashstros.
Yeah, oh,
God.
That
shout out to Mark Seidel, who was just like, nope, I don't care. We want to
ring. Yeah, kiss the ring.
That is such a bold strategy to take in that. You got busted for cheating. They're like, yeah, we don't care about cheating.
It's like so WWE.
I honestly
but it would almost be comical for WWE. Yeah. Like if you got caught cheating and one of the wrestlers is like, no, take it, you guys. I'm an underdog. Like you guys are haters.
Yep. I don't care so much because anytime LA doesn't win a title in anything, fully support it.
Yeah. And anytime the Yankees don't win the title, I'm good with it.
But I feel bad for Clayton Kershaw. Because you saw the stats
was insane.
He threw
51 curves and what was it? Curveballs and sliders.
Yeah, he threw 51 curveballs and sliders. Not a single one was swung at.
Yeah, you have to just be sitting out there like looking at your hand, what is wrong with me?
Hey, that's what he was. You saw him after that game. Like the narrative changes because he was money until then.
Yeah,
and the narrative around him changes instantly. If the Astros aren't cheating in that game and he pulls off that win.
Well, poor Dave Roberts lost his job.
Yeah. Because you have to think that Kershaw is the MVP.
Did Dave Roberts get fired?
Yeah. He got fired.
Who's the Dodgers manager? I feel like it's Dave Roberts.
No, he got fired. Dave Roberts got fired last year.
I'm not so sure about that.
Yeah.
I mean, I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
Dave Roberts is still the Dodgers manager.
You jackasses. No. No, he's not, is he?
You guys are so stupid. I'm the smartest person in this podcast by far.
I mean, I don't know about baseball, so.
I was when he said that, I was like, Dave Roberts, I think, is still employed.
Oh, by the way, Dave Roberts, born in Okinawa, Japan. How about that?
Nice.
Yeah, so maybe he likes the J-League, too.
Yeah.
But it did cost people their jobs.
Oh, for sure.
Maybe it was the GM that got fired.
I don't know. I remember there. Well, there's that guy who played for the Blue Jays who's suing them because he got called up.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And he pitched like a. I think he pitched like a. He didn't even get one out.
Yeah.
And he gave up like four runs or something like that. And
his specialty is only curveballs and sliders.
Yeah. But I'm like, wait a minute. You were a bum before you got this opportunity. Mm. So it's not like this guy was that good. But
Kershaw lost potentially a ring and an MVP.
Yeah.
A complete change to the arc of his career.
For sure.
And I feel bad about that.
Yeah, no doubt.
Of course, he's a Dodger, so I don't feel that bad. That's like if Mo Salah got robbed of anything.
Well, he did.
No, he didn't.
The only Pharaoh we acknowledge is Monch.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Pharaoh Monch.
Pharaoh Monch. Simon Says.
Yeah.
But
I'm getting that on a t-shirt. The only Pharaoh we acknowledge is Monch.
So, another interesting topic that I saw through the Twitterverse.
Shout out to Twitter.
Who has the most impressive resume, I guess, among active players?
Yeah, that was a good question.
And the caveat to it, no Messi or Ronaldo. We're tossing them out.
I will.
Who has the most impressive resume of human players?
Like, yeah. Do they still have to be active?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going with active.
Now, I would imagine it would be pretty close between Casillas, because I'm sure he has a ton, right? Sergio Ramos probably has a ton as well.
He has a ton of cards.
Yeah.
Yes, it's true.
I know this guy has 31 trophies because I watched him play on replay the other day. Zlatan has 31.
Zlatan's not a bad call.
Has 31. Because if you look at the trajectory of his career, he played for PSG. He played for Ajax.
Yeah.
He might
also have the most diverse.
Yeah. He's played in Italy before. So, I mean, he has a lot of trophies. Now, I don't know, like, how you would look it up and see who, like, I mean, I'm sure if, like, I actually, like, looked, I'm sure we could probably find guys who have more. Right, like there's probably guys who've played for clubs that we're not even thinking of, and
yeah, but I think that devalues their resume then.
Yeah, if they play,
if we're not thinking of them,
playing in like the Romanian league,
I think their record's not or resume is not as impressive. Zlatan's actually a pretty good call. I mean, Neymar's probably isn't crazy.
Toni Kroos.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking Modric. I don't know when he got to Madrid, but now he has a Ballon d'Or and some La Liga titles and Champions League titles, depending on when he got there. I was trying to think of like a goalkeeper that's played.
Okay, so it just says, which player do you reckon has the best football resume? No Ronaldo or Messi.
Yeah,
but Toni Kroos.
So Ramos only has 20.
I was thinking Müller was one. I was thinking, I don't know if he's still active though.
I feel like it's got to be a German.
Yeah, but then if you look at that, if you look at it from that aspect, how impressive are the Bundesliga titles?
Well, it's not that they're not impressive. It's just that.
Yeah, but it's also a resume. Like you can lie and try and beef it up a little bit. Yeah. So.
Like you're proficient at Excel.
Yeah.
That's what the Bundesliga is. Where you're like, I've won titles in a top league. Yeah. Like, oh.
Nice.
Premier League? You're like, no.
The other one.
Yeah, the other one. The German Premier League. I guess my nomination would be Neymar. Because I think Neymar's got a decent run. Neymar or Modric would be my
team. Does Neymar have a World Cup though?
Neymar doesn't have a World Cup. Neymar doesn't have.
Well, that again, neither does Zlatan.
Yeah, I was gonna say Zlatan.
Neymar doesn't have a lot of Champions League.
No. No, like, that's true.
He's just got a bunch of La Ligas.
So this is only players. Really, oh my god.
Lagoons.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Danny Alves has 41.
Jeez.
41 what?
Major trophies.
All right, that's pretty nice.
That's that. Danny Alves is a good call. What about like Marcelo?
PK has
trophy cases.
Gerard PK has a lot. Let me see.
Including Shakira.
Yes, that's the most impressive.
Does he, okay, let's factor this in. Does he get Shakira's trophies?
No.
No, like Latin Grammys are allowed in for evidence here?
No.
Okay.
Maxwell has 33.
The singer?
No. Yeah, right. He's a Brazilian, played for Ajax. Announces, well, he's not playing anymore.
Who? Yeah, I've never heard of him.
Yeah. Ryan Giggs had 34.
Yeah, they're not active.
No, I know.
No. We established.
Oh, I was like Ryan Giggs hasn't played in years.
Gary Lineker, of course, holds the greatest.
I mean, Alan Shearer, but
yeah. Is Iniesta still playing?
Yeah,
Japan is or he China? Still? He might still be playing for Vissel Kobe.
He's got 37.
Yeah, but, Gary Lineker. Danny Alves. Gary Lineker 41. Holds the distinction among all athletes ever, though, for taking a poo on the field.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's actually a really good question, though.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess a quick rundown of the top five.
Here is
Alves.
Cruz.
So this is Alves. Wow, it's impressive. He won multiple trophies with Sevilla, won a lot of trophies with Barcelona, one with Juventus, only two, Serie A and Coppa Italia. Won multiple trophies with PSG, and he won a few trophies with the Brazilian national team.
Yeah.
I have one more question for you guys before we get out of here.
Okay. We still have Chris's Magnum Chapman game and my job guess.
So, Gianluigi Buffon, I forget who I was having this conversation with, but I was pointing out, like, he's one of the best goalies of all time.
Yeah.
He was the best goalie in the world at a certain point.
Definitely.
And I believe someone else brought up Casillas.
It was dumbass Chris.
It was?
Yeah, it was last week.
Oh.
Now you're doing the same thing as him.
Oh, I caught Chris's dementia.
Oh, no. The CDC is going to shut down the studio.
Other football podcast has been postponed.
Due to two of the three people having dementia.
Forgetting what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that was last week when. Yeah, because remember, that was actually the title of the episode when Chris said,
yeah, you're right.
Speaking of Juventus, wait, I don't think he actually played for Juventus.
Right.
Yeah,
you're right.
By it was the greatest tie-in of all time.
Coming up with a game of the week is tough because there are not a lot of mediocre
games. It's a
games.
Good slate this week, that means. Yeah.
Well, the problem is a lot of the good teams are playing trash teams. And
so it's a bad
slate. We might not be far off. Burnley's a little high, though.
Well,
this would be a distinction if we were back-to-back Chris Mannheim games
of
the week.
Well, there's two directions I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of Newcastle and Burnley. That's 10 versus 14.
That's up there.
However, there was another one. There was, where is it now? Brighton and Crystal Palace is also
that's a pretty good
in
one.
The running because Crystal Palace is 13th, Brighton is 15th.
Oh, that's mediocre as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a mediocre
game. Well, 10 versus 14 is pretty mediocre.
10's a little high. 10's a little high.
So we'll go with Brighton this week. What's our rule?
West Ham or Burnley.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, Burnley's playing themselves out of that now.
Yeah, that they are. And West Ham almost played themselves out of it by beating Liverpool.
Yeah, that would have been
tremendous.
Yeah.
So, I had a funny
Crystal Palace.
I had a funny text exchange before we go to TV's guess of my job. So I texted
I haven't
Sean.
Watched any movies lately.
I texted Sean about his odd long distance pal Patrick Van Aanholt, and I said, "Hey, they're playing Newcastle today, so they better catch an L." And then 1-0 loss for Newcastle, and who scores the goal?
No!
Patrick Van Aanholt on a free kick. So I texted Sean that, and he said, like, LOL. And then I texted, "That mofo scored." And he was like, "That's unbelievable." Yeah, the Rubik's Cube made its way. Is that
Oh, that's Jared's.
Oh, I'm not touching it then. I'm not messing with that.
Yeah, you don't know what it has on it. Yeah.
Oh, no. Burn it.
You think coronavirus is bad. Mm-hmm.
Don't want the justice
at
virus.
Jared Justice. Yeah. Is he at Jared Justice?
I think so.
He's terrible.
No.
No?
He? Yeah, he is at Jared Justice. It's
a lot of different things.
Yeah. J-E-R-E-D-J-U-S-T-I-S.
Like his at is Jared Justice.
He's also a strange guy.
Yeah.
So before we started the show, Carson gave TV some McDonald's Monopoly. Yes, I didn't even know Monopoly was back at McDonald's.
It is not McDonald's. So.
No, it was Albertsons.
Yeah.
Oh, Albertsons Monopoly. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, I've done that before.
Yeah, it's not the instant winner one. Like I take these home and I have a collection of them. And
the instant winner ones are good. Or
almost.
My parents do them too. And then like we try and communicate if there's one that's popular in our region. But the reality is, and I learned this because there's a fascinating article about this guy who rigged the McDonald's Monopoly.
There's a documentary HBO.
Yeah, that just came out.
But, yeah.
Like, I read this article a couple years ago. There was the same story. This dude, like, he worked at the place that manufactured the game pieces.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
He was making it happen, man.
Yeah, because, like, they were strict about this. Like, the winning game pieces were in, like, time-sealed vaults and stuff.
Really?
Because the way it works, like, it's not like all pieces are created equal. They're specifically...
I'm sorry.
I have no idea what you're...
I don't know either.
Just keep talking and listen to Carson while you're talking.
I'm
sounds
confused.
Like Darth Vader into the microphone over here.
Only one of us is wearing headphones.
Yeah, I can't hear it.
Oh, you can't hear. Oh, oh.
No, we do not hear this.
Oh, man. I should let you have my headphones, TV, so you can.
I have a little bit of a stuffy nose, man. Okay.
I feel that.
I'm going to make fun of you for that now.
Good. But, yeah, possibly.
So this guy was rigging the games, and he would give the pieces to certain people in like random. Like they would work it out. Like eventually they got caught, as you always do.
Always.
But it's how I learned like that the piece they just have specific pieces that are designated as the rarer pieces. So if you find one of those, like that is more important, that is worth more.
Baltic.
Like there's a because it's not
Baltic
just
and Mediterranean.
You get a free French fry,
one because single it, French fry. Just,
like
you get the little case and the little cardboard thing it comes in.
Fries. With this one, it's like there'll be three. There'll be like four properties to a thing to win like $5,000.
Yeah,
and you'll be like, oh, I have three of these. Like, I just need one more.
And that's the rare one?
That's the rare one. Like, everybody has
three
of them and gets one more.
Well, that reminds me.
And
there
you'll look online. There'll be people trying to sell
them.
These.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
There was a game show years and years ago. Actually, I think they brought it back called Press Your Luck.
Nothing.
And I think Elizabeth Banks hosted it, the new one.
Okay.
And it's like they have a big board, and there's like a light. It's like a big board with like pieces around it. Like, think of like a regular game board.
Yeah.
And it's got squares around it, and there's a little light that goes around that's a square, and it lights up the certain boxes on the board.
Okay.
Well, you have to press the button, and if you land on the whammy, it takes your money.
Okay.
You only get four opportunities, so if you get four whammies, you lose all your money.
Gotcha.
But you get spins based on answering trivia questions. So there was a guy years ago, like in the 80s, in the first go-round on the show, who memorized the pattern of the board.
I like that.
He had like 46 spins or something, and he won like $700,000.
Hey.
And they investigated this guy because they said there's no way he could have done it. He cheated, but it turns out...
Just pay attention.
He just paid attention to the way that the patterns of the board went.
Yeah.
But have you ever seen the video of the guy in The Price is Right? Look at there is a video of a guy who was on The Price is Right, and it was still when Bob Barker was hosting.
That's
so it was
care.
Yeah, so Ohio guy, Parma, Ohio.
Yeah.
And this guy was like he looked like he still lived in his mother's basement.
Okay.
But he probably watched the show every single day.
I know what you're talking about,
and he memorized all the prices. So when he got up there, he was getting the exact prices right. Okay. Now he didn't win the wheel. Because I guess you probably need to be a little bit stronger to spin that thing.
That's fair.
But yeah, he mopped up like he won the round where you get to go up on stage, and then he memorized all the prices for the game
that's
he was playing
funny.
And ended up winning that too. But
I almost accidentally killed a guy at Albertsons today.
Documentary about
on
that
guy?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
On that, like they made a documentary about that guy?
Wow. As we move on to Carson's attempted manslaughter.
Yeah. So I was And it's funny. It comes from a good place. So I'm walking in Albertsons.
Was it a random act of kindness?
It was. 100% was. Yeah. RickNow.org. Feel free to donate. So I go.
Apparently that includes murder for hire.
So I'm walking into Albertsons, and there was a very old, even older than Chris, and the guy playing in the J League, older gentleman that was just finishing up loading up his trunk with groceries. And so he had a cart. And so I was going to grab the cart so he didn't have to walk it back in because he wasn't near one of the cart things. So I tried to say it loud enough. I said, oh, I'll grab that or I'll take that. And he didn't turn around. And so I like slowly like work my way towards the cart. I'm trying to grab it without startling him and have him turn around. And so he turned around and kind of like flinched for a second. And so I said it loud and made sure to like make sure it really moved. I was like, I'll take this for you. And he was like, oh, thank you. I was like, that would have been effed up if I had been trying to help this guy out and had killed him. But he survived. Good news.
That's good. Yeah.
You also have to be careful with stuff like that when it comes to Chris. Like, we can't startle him.
Yeah, for sure.
You just run the risk at this point. Like, his heart has worked so hard for so long, it could just be like, okay, this is the end.
Yeah. This is the end.
So where do I work? TV? Got anything? While you're thinking, add me on Trivia Crack.
Oh, I got to play
at
you in
the
Trivia.
Can Man see, 18 see, my because anybody can get it.
My problem is I don't want to do this.
It's bad,
but you're
man.
Absolutely going to make me. I know exactly what's
I used
what's
to be
happen.
So solid at Trivia Crack, and then it came back, and I am in too deep
wait,
playing
wait,
Mekhi
wait.
Phifer.
So Mekhi Phifer?
Yeah. It was a Kanye line in all fairness, but the no,
remember
Trivia
when he
Crack.
Had dreads?
Yeah, no, yeah. This was.
Then he
was,
shaved his head?
Yeah.
You know was, what? I've been watching.
Yeah, what's my job? While Chris tries to think of what Trivia Crack is.
I think you are.
I think I'll beat both you guys at that.
Feel free to download it.
I think you are. You are an undercover cop who has been undercover for so long and been gone so far in too deep that you don't know what's real anymore.
In too deep?
Full on Serpico.
Okay. Yeah. I like it. No, Trivia Crack.
I think you're blurring the lines of good and evil now.
I will warn anyone, Trivia Crack is heavily, heavily ad-supported. Mm-hmm. So you will have to deal with a lot of ads, but the game is a good time.
Is it free?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I am the Can Man 18.
All right.
Because anybody can get it. That's why I'm the Can Man.
All right. That's going to do it for us. Other football podcasts, you can catch us at Can Man 18.
Yeah, on Trivia. Yeah, most. Yeah, forget my Twitter for this week.
Yeah.
Most importantly, add me. Challenge me to games. I'm taking all names, taking all challengers. Been struggling a little bit, but we're on the comeback.
Where can people catch us on Twitter?
On Twitter at OtherFBallPod. I am at Carson A. Merck. Follow me for all Trivia Crack updates.
At Magnum702, you catch us in a lot of places. LV Sports Network, BGN. Spotify, BGN.fm. Shout out to Roughneck Scarves.
Yeah, Roughneck Scarves. Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes.
All the good places.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. We'll talk to you next week. Have a good one.